website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand Arkansas Spring Valley girls basketball game, let's run down scores on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Last night in boys hoops, McDonald Central defeated Spring Valley 52-45 in boys basketball. Baldwin-Woodville over Mondovi 73-38. Boysville, they win over Lake Holcomb 92-83. Girls basketball from last night in a game heard here on WRDN. Prescott over Durand, Arkansas, 41-32. Lake City defeats Triton, 73-51. Alma Pepin, they defeat Alma Center Lincoln, 55-31. Tonight on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard in boys basketball in the Darrenland Conference, Cooley Region Christian is at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Meanwhile, Blair Taylor at Alma Center, Lincoln, Gilmanton Independence hosting Alma Pepin, Cochran Fountain City at Melrose Mindoro. Dunn St. Croix Conference basketball tonight, Colfax at Mondovi, Boysville hosting Durand, Arkansas, and Clayton is at Glenwood City. Middle Border Conference boys hoops, Baldwin Woodville at Ellsworth, Osceola hosting Amory, Altoona travels to Prescott, Somerset is at St. Croix Central. Girls basketball in the Darrenland Conference tonight, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran at Independence, Gilmanton. In the Dunn-St. Croix, along with the Durand Arkansas Spring Valley game, Plum City Elmwood is at Elk Mound. Glenwood City travels to Colfax, Boysville hosting Mondovi. And in the Middle Border Conference and Girls Hoops tonight, Ellsworth is at Amory. Altoona travels to Toma. That's what's happening around the area tonight in high school sports. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhaken about the game last night against Prescott and tonight's game against Spring Valley. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview. Brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. So we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Spring Valley girls basketball game. Joining us right now, Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhaken. And coach, well, did you have a chance to even look at the film from last night? And there were a lot of positives in that game, even though it was a loss.
Yeah, actually watched a portion of it on the bus ride home, and you know, kind of felt a lot of the same way we talked last night. You know, we got put into a really tough situation early, losing a starter early in the game. A lot of girls got a lot of minutes after that aren't used to a lot of minutes. I also had my starters then play probably too many minutes, trying to suck up some of that, those time lapses with losing a starter. And so, you know, I think all of that put together kind of gave you the recipe of not shooting it and not scoring it very well. Defensively, I thought we were good enough, you know, giving up 41 points. You're going to be in every game and you should have a chance to win it, even though, you know, she had 27 and you like to try to slow her down a little bit better than that. But a lot of those were really tough shots. And she's a really good player, obviously scoring 1,000 prior to her senior year. So, you know, we haven't really had somebody do that to us in a long time, and gave ourselves a chance to win even in that situation.
Because, you know, for up until, what, maybe midway through that second half, we would be ahead by three or four. They'd be ahead by three or four. We'd be ahead by three or four. I mean, it wasn't we had to fiercely rally here. This was a darn close game.
Yeah, you know, it was just kind of one of those really icky type of games where you're trying to, at some point anyway, how can you get like a 4-0 or a 6-0 run to just kind of get a little bit of momentum going. And it just felt like when we did have an opportunity, we would maybe miss the shot, or we'd have just kind of a turnover that wasn't normal for us, and never quite gave us an opportunity to kind of get over that hump.
And there was one of the other players on Prescott late in the game. She hit that three where it made it from 4-7, and that just kind of seemed to really take the wind out of the sails.
Yeah, and even before that, I think it was 30-32 that we were down, and we had a couple back-to-back turnovers in transition where you're in a good spot. You just got to stop. You got a defensive rebound. Now it's time to call a set or run something, and then we turned it over. We also had several, easier shots inside. Their length gave us some issues, and we didn't quite finish through contact.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen. Tonight, game number two with Spring Valley this year. First time. Pretty easy win, but like you and I have talked, myself and Coach Radetzky have talked, that first game in December, let's wait a minute, teams improve as we go throughout the year. What have you seen in Spring Valley? Have they been able to kind of work some of those issues out from earlier in the year?
Yeah, it's a couple of things, right? So we shot really, really good in that game to start the game. We come out and make three threes right away and get a lead. We also were able to get after them pressure-wise. And then on top of that, we're going to be missing two starters tonight from that game. So there's a lot of things that are kind of working against us in that form of not only the fact that they're getting better, their young players have played now pretty close to 20 games in a season, so they're not quite freshmen anymore. Now they're playing more like sophomores and stuff, so I would expect a totally different game tonight.
As you've looked at over the progression of the year, are they wanting to do still a lot of zone or man-to-man on the defense?
There've been a lot of man-to-man this year, mostly man-to-man. Will they change that up tonight? Possibly. I think that maybe that with this new young group that he maybe wants to build those defensive principles and they just go with it pretty consistently. But I still think that they have the capability of throwing something at us here or there.
I guess I have to ask, which is more difficult to coach, man-to-man or zone? I would think it would be zone because while I have an area when I have to move around, but maybe I'm totally wrong on that.
I'm a firm believer that you need to be able to play man before you can play zone. If you're not good at man, you can't play zone, in my opinion. I was talking with even last night's coach and coaches before we actually had this exact conversation. And we firmly believe that you got to be able to take your man principles and then put them into zone. And if you're playing zone just to play zone, which a lot of teams that are maybe down a little bit or kind of rebuilding, they will play a zone to try to stay in a game, where we're not really looking when we play zone to stay in a game. We want to just give you a different look and still create some kind of havoc for you offensively, which is why you see some of our zones that we have run this year, we're pretty aggressive out of them. We're not really looking to sit back and just kind of let you move the ball around.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen. Offensively, what are some of the things you've seen over the last couple months here from Spring Valley? What have they changed up?
I just think those, the two freshmen were probably their best two players last time we played around, and they're getting better. They're getting more confident. I know they have a really good class coming in as eighth graders, too, so I know that, he's probably looking forward to that. But I just think they've had kind of the same group for the most of this year now, and I think they're going to get better and better and better. They're more confident. And with especially those freshmen, they're just fearless. They don't let negative plays bother them. So they're going to be aggressive, and they might drive one time and throw it out of bounds, and the next time they're going to come at you hard again and finish through contact and get an and one. So for us, it's just staying steady and staying consistent with our defense.
It's kind of the advantage of being a freshman. It's like, hey, you know what? We just got to do it here. What else? What do we got to lose?
Yeah, and as a coach, that's what you want. You want to have that situation. You want them to just make mistakes, and we can fix the mistakes, the aggressive mistakes. It's much harder to make somebody go hard than it is to just kind of pull them back a little bit. And so I think he's sitting in a good spot with that team.
So, of course, Addison Alth is out. Sarah Sabelko, she won't be playing. I know she had that ankle injury last night.
Yeah, we'll be missing Sawyer, and we'll be missing Addie tonight. And we'll make do, so we'll have somebody else starting that hasn't started all year, and we'll get subbing in. Our first few subs will be people that have played less minutes, that's something we'll have to, you know, just kind of deal with a little bit. We also get kind of the excitement tonight of Emma Hoyt having a chance to get over 1,000 points tonight. So I think that'll be something that I know she is 7 points away. So, you know, maybe getting that early would give us a nice little boost offensively.
Yeah, I said Sarah Sawyer. I don't think Sawyer's mom's playing tonight. but should be. How important is it going to be tonight to have that fast start again, like you did the first game, because you have those two starters out?
Yeah, and we talked in film tonight as well. We just said, hey, you know, let's not let our offensive struggles from last night carry over. If we miss a couple shots early here, it's a new game. It doesn't matter. Keep confident. Stay with it, because that's the only issue when you play this many, you know, playing three games in a week, is if something bad starts happening, not letting it affect game to game to game, because you don't get a lot of practice time and you don't get a lot of time to just kind of decompress in that situation.
Well, we'll talk to you tonight after the game.
All right, thank you.
And that is Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen. Coming up, we have his starting lineups and tip-off at Durand, Arkansas at Spring Valley. It's coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Your computer is a radio. Log on to RealCountry1430.com to listen online. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Spring Valley High School, as we are just moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas Spring Valley girls basketball game. Thank you to the men and women serving in the military, listening to our broadcast on our streaming audio service at RealCountry1430.com. We'd like to say thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Also, our streaming audio brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And also Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold, or your Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand. We're going to go down now courtside for our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
national anthem this evening, as we are just moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas Spring Valley girls basketball game. And the JV game, the Panthers easily won that 82-22.
Let's give you our starting lineups tonight for the Durand, Arkansas Panthers. 9-2 in the Dunn St. Croix. Coming out, number 2, senior Chloe Off. Number 5, junior Jaden Glaus. Number 10, senior Allison McMahon. Number 12, senior Victoria Kurth. And number 14, senior Emma Hoyt. And she is 7 points away tonight from scoring her 1,000th career point. And there's a pretty nice crowd here on hand tonight from Durand to celebrate that. All she needs to do is score 7. Coach Lonehagen has already said once that happens, he's calling timeout to recognize that for Emma and her family. For Spring Valley tonight, they're 3-8 in the Dunn St. Croix. Coming out to senior number 2, Audrey Matheson. Number 4, sophomore Katie Cipriano. Number 10, freshman Katie Mathis. Number 14, junior Addison Niedermeyer. And number 20, freshman Jada Houlihan. Panthers in their black uniforms with the white numerals. The Lady Cardinals in their white uniforms with the burgundy numerals. Panthers will be going from right to left. The Cardinals left to right here in this first half. Throughout the night, we'll be thanking our high school sports sponsors like we have been throughout the entire season. And again, we can't stress it enough. Please, all of our high school sports sponsors, please thank them. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Without their support, we wouldn't be able to do any of these games. So please thank them for their support. All right, we are ready to go. And Victoria Kurth will be at center facing Matheson here for the tip. Scorers table's ready. Both teams are ready. All the referees are ready. Here we go. Ball's up and tip back to Glaus. We are underway. Over to Auth now. That's Chloe Auth, of course. Addison Auth and Sawyer Sabelko are both out with injuries. Bounce pass inside to Emma Hoyt. Overlays it. No good. And rebounded by Houlihan. And across the timeline now is Mathis. Over to Niedermeyer. Niedermeyer now kicks it back out to the wing. On the left wing is Mathis. She'll come out. Or check that is Houlihan. Houlihan now passes it off to Mathis. Back towards center. And now a handoff over to Cipriano. She tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Now over to Matheson. Matheson left wing. Bounce pass to the left side now. Coming back out is Niedermeyer. Niedermeyer now over to Mathis. And intercepted. Intercepted by McMahon. McMahon up to Glaus. Glaus will bring it up across the far side for the Panthers. Over to McMahon. Cross court pass to Auth. Auth now looking to Glaus. Glaus now on the left wing. Loses control but regains control. Comes over to the top of the key now. Back to McMahon. McMahon over to Auth. Auth right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot good by Chloe Auth. 3-0 Panthers. And now inbounded to Matheson. Matheson now over to Mathis. Back to Matheson. And across court, across the timeline is Houlihan. Houlihan loses control of the ball. It will be off of McMahon. It'll stay Cardinal ball. 16:27 remaining in the first half. 3-0 Panthers. And inbounded now to Matheson. Intercepted. Intercepted by Hoyt. Hoyt manages to get the ball out to McMahon. Back to Chloe Auth. And off now across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Kurth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt top of the key. Hoyt now back over to McMahon. McMahon to Glaus left corner. Glaus now back to Auth. Auth on the left wing. Pass inside is tipped. Loose ball coming up with it is Houlihan. Houlihan back the other way for the Cardinals. Lays it up and in. 3-2, Panthers over to Auth now. Auth across the timeline now. Over to Glaus. Glaus now shot put up, no good. And rebounded by the Cardinals. Over to Houlihan. Houlihan now back to Mathis. Mathis across the timeline. Mathis now on the left wing now. Over to Matheson. She's going to try to drive inside. Gets cut off. Has to pass it back out to Niedermeyer. She'll come over to the top of the key now. Hand off over to Mathis. Mathis, three ball. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth on the far side. Stop. And inside to Klaus. Klaus up and in. 5-2 Panthers. Full court Panther press now. Whistle. Timeout. Timeout Spring Valley with 15:07 remaining here in the first half. Thank you to Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Building a smart fiber optic community from the ground up. Find out more. Visit www.coop. The Riverside Grill. Visit the Riverside Grill for daily specials. Don't forget, on Valentine's Day evening, they'll be having some Friday Fish Fry Valentine's evening specials at the Riverside Grill. O'Galley Cheese Factory. O'Galley Cheese Factory is going to have some FFA Week specials next week. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand, for more information. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. All right. Here we go. Timeout is done, and Houlihan now to inbound it. Houlihan looking, now inbounds it to Matheson. Matheson now back to Mathis. Mathis now over to Cipriano. Ball knocked out of bounds by Auth. Pass intended for Houlihan. So on the far side will be Cipriano to inbound it. Cipriano bounce pass to Mathis. Mathis across the timeline. Comes down to the top of the key. Now pass intercepted. Intercepted, whistling a foul on Hoyt. Nope. Foul on. Foul will be on Matheson. And so it'll stay Panther ball. All right. To Chloe Ott. And Chloe Ott now across the timeline over to Klaus. Klaus on the right wing. To Hoyt. To McMahon. McMahon now over to Kurth. Cross-court pass to Hoyt. Hoyt, three ball on the way. Good. Dish back out to Hoyt. Hoyt drives inside, puts up the shot. Carded in the foul. The three-point play. Free throw on the way. Rims out, no good. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth tries to get the ball over to Chloe Auth, and it goes out of bounds. She can't hang on to it, so it'll go back to the Cardinals. So Emma down to 5 points needed now for 1,000. Inbounded to Matheson. Matheson on the far side. Here comes the trap and nearly intercepted, but Houlihan comes up with it. Houlihan now across the timeline. Back over to Mathis. Over to Matheson. Matheson left wing. Tries to drive inside. Can't do it. 7-2 Panthers lead. Cross-court pass now over to Niedermeyer. Niedermeyer now hands it off to Cipriano. Right baseline. Nope, she stepped on the line. Out of bounds. Panther ball. So inbounded to Chloe Auth. And Auth will bring it across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Hoyt now, top of the key. Three ball, shot short, no good. Rebounded by Auth. Auth puts up the shot off the glass, up and in. And over to Mathis now. 9-2 Panthers. To Matheson. Matheson now. Full court Panther press intercepted. Whoa, we're going to do the jump ball. It'll stay with Spring Valley on the jump. And so McMahon and Glaus come out. Paschal and Pelkey come in. And loose ball. Emma Hoyt comes up with the interception. And she'll give it back to Chloe Auth. Chloe across the timeline now. Over to Paschal. Paschal now to Kurth. Kurth back at center. Comes down to the top of the key now. To Paschal on the right wing. Can't hang on. Goes out of bounds. Cardinal ball. Coming in for Spring Valley now is number 27. Or check that, number 23. I'm sorry. That's Ray Traynor. So Traynor to inbound it. Inbounds it to Mathis. Mathis whistle. Over and back. That's what they're going to call it, and so it'll be Panther ball. So inbounded now to Auth. Auth now over to Paschal. Paschal on back towards center, over to Pelkey. Pelkey now to Auth. Auth on the left wing. Auth now back to Kurth. Kurth back towards center, now to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Hoyt, she's going to try and drive inside. Bounce pass inside, whistle foul. Foul be on number 10, Mathis. It'll stay Panther ball. 9-2 Panthers lead, 12:52 remaining here in the first half. As off now to inbound it to our right. Off bounce pass inside to Hoyt. Hoyt up and in. Emma down to a three. That's all she needs is three now. Mathis. Mathis now. Here comes the full court Panther press. Still not across the timeline, but Houlihan will dribble her way there. Not ball knocked away by Hoyt. But try to save it was Spring Valley, but Paschal makes the catch and gets it over to Auth. Auth back across the timeline. Across the timeline now to Paschal. Over to Pelkey. Pelkey now to Kurth. Kurth on the left wing. Kurth over to Hoyt. Hoyt fakes the three. Now she'll try to drive inside. On the right wing now. Cross-court pass, whistle. 3-second violation. 11-2, Panthers lead, 12:09 remaining. Inbounding it now is Houlihan. Full court Panther press. Inbounded to Matheson. Matheson now to Mathis. Mathis now has Kurth in her way and throws it out of bounds. Looking for Matheson, but it's off of Matheson's foot. Panther ball. Again, Emma needs three for 1,000. And so Chloe off to inbound it now. And inbounds it to Pelkey. Pelkey to Kurth. Kurth now comes to the top of the key. Bounce pass inside. Emma Hoyt. Shot. No good. As it was a bit short. And back the other way now to Trainer. Trainer now over to Houlihan. Houlihan across the timeline. And cross court pass now to Mathis. Mathis looking for a cutter. Standing on the outside. Intercepted by Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth back the other way. And no good. And partially blocked. Mathis now gets the loose ball back to Houlihan. And Houlihan across the timeline for the Cardinals. And Chloe Auth nearly stole it again. Comes down to the right wing now. Hands it off to Trainer. Trainer over to Matheson. Pass nearly intercepted. It is intercepted by Kurth. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Matheson, Panther ball. So Kurth to inbound it on the far side. 11-2, Panthers lead, 11:08 remaining in the first half. Emma Hoyt has four. She needs seven for 1,000. So inbounded now to Auth. And across the timeline now to Pelkey. Pelkey now over to Kurth. Kurth over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the left wing. Hands it off to Pelkey. Pelkey on the left wing as well. Comes out to the top of the key now. Over to Pelkey. Pelkey now to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth over to Paschal. Paschal on the left wing. Looking for Kurth inside. Not open. Has to get it back out to Hoyt. Hoyt now over to Pelkey. Pelkey left wing. Cross-court pass now. Over to Kurth. Kurth to Hoyt. Hoyt, three ball on the way. Shot's gone. There it is. Timeout, Panthers. And Emma Hoyt has scored 1,000 in her career. And so the Panthers want to say thank you. And there's the coach giving her a hand. And as you can see on the far side, all of the signs for Emma. There they are. And Emma waving to the crowd. A lot of the young girls basketball, the youth basketball girls have come out with signs. She's kind of, I think Emma's a touch embarrassed, though. She's kind of blushing. But congratulations to Emma Hoyt. She's like, oh, wow. So congratulations to Emma Hoyt on scoring her 1,000th career point. And so the Panthers lead 14-2, 10:37 remaining here in the first half. While it was appropriate, hits it on the big three. Now, Coach Lonehagen said he had hit some signs because he thought potentially last night if Emma had scored 27 at Prescott, then it would have happened there. Excuse me. All right, so here we go. Cipriano to inbound it to here to our right. And inbound it now to Matheson. Back to Houlihan. Full court Panther press. She gets up across the timeline on the far side. And now over to the right wing. And whistle and a it's a foul. Foul will be on number 21, and so it's Panther ball. 14-2, Panthers lead, 10-19 remaining in the half. And across the timeline now to Hoyt. Hoyt now on the right wing. Tries to drive inside the cross court. Pass to cross court. Pass. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Auth. Up and in. Rebounded by Auth. Up and in. Coming up with it is Spring Valley. And whistle 10 seconds. So it's Panther ball. And inbounded now to Auth. Auth now over to Kurth. Kurth now to Auth, back to Klaus. Klaus drives in from the right wing, in the lane, up and in. Inbounded to Trainer and intercepted. Intercepted by Auth. Auth to Klaus, up and in. 20-2 now, Panthers. And across the timeline, whistle and a foul. Foul be on Chloe Auth. And so inbounding it on the far side is Trainer. Trainer now over to Mathis. Mathis back towards the center and careful and oh, nearly went over and back, but gets it over to Cipriano. Cipriano on the left, right wing. Now back to Mathis. Cross court pass now over to Trainer. Shot put up good by Cipriano. 20-4, Panthers, 8:47 remaining in the first half. And over to McMahon now. McMahon now over to Auth. Auth right wing. To Kurth. Kurth now top of the key. Over to Paschal. Paschal right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And rebounded by Vanesse. And across the timeline is Mathis. And Mathis now has Auth right in her way. Bounce pass now over to Niedermeyer. Niedermeyer looking for a cutter. No one there. And now over to Mathis. Mathis now pass to Cipriano. Cipriano back to Trainer. Inside pass now to Mathis. Loose ball, but she manages to regain control. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Kurth with the loose ball. Back the other way goes Kurth. Kurth puts up the shot. Up and in. Mathis now over to Cipriano. Cipriano. Back to Trainer. Back to Cipriano. Nearly stolen by Klaus. Loose ball. And Cipriano comes up with it. Whistle and timeout. Spring Valley. 7:31 remaining here in the first half. 22-4 Panthers. And thank you to the Cell Block. They feature soup and salad bar daily. They also have other daily specials as well. Like that bacon cheeseburger with the Durant Smokehouse Burgers. That's the cell block downtown Durant. Lettuce and onions, please. Durant's Durant Improvement Group. Many hands make light work. Volunteer with the community events. Visit the durantimprovementgroup.org for more information. The Paul Schlesser Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durant and Chippewa Falls. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. And Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durant. Ice fishing, of course, is here. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your ice fishing needs. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, wouldn't be here tonight with today's game. So please thank all of our sponsors. And so inbounded now to Houlihan. Houlihan across the timeline to Mathis. And into the left corner to Matheson. Pass nearly intercepted. Now over to Trainer on the left wing. They kick it back out now to Mathis. And pass this time is intercepted by McMahon. McMahon to Auth. And Auth across the timeline now over to Paschal. Paschal to Glaus. Glaus inside to Kurth. Kurth back to Paschal. Paschal now comes back over to the top of the key now over to Auth. Auth now to Paschal. And now Glaus to Auth to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Kurth now tries to drive inside. Kicks it back out to McMahon. McMahon now over to Auth. Cross court pass to Paschal. Paschal top of the key. Fakes the three. Now she'll drive inside. Splits two defenders. Up and in. Oh, the head fake of the three. Kind of opened up the lane for her to make it 24-4 Panthers. And inbounded now to Mathis. Whistling a foul on Glaus. 6:22 remaining. And I'm not sure why, but the clock is continuing to run. I think we're going to have a... I'm going to have to change this here. Okay, now they stopped it. All right. And inbounded to Matheson. About 20 seconds ran off. That probably shouldn't have. Over to Mathis now. Mathis now hands it off to Trainer. Cross-court pass over to Matheson. Matheson now on the left wing. Hands it off to Trainer. Trainer now is in trouble. Bounce pass over to Matheson, left wing. She's going to try to drive inside. Shot put up and rims out. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to Hoyt, but a little bit too far on the bomb. Out of bounds. Cardinal ball. 24-4. Panthers lead. 5:47 remaining in the half. And, whoa, stolen on the inbound by Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth with the interception to Kurth. Kurth puts up a tough shot off the glass. Wow. Victoria Kurth had a defender right in front of her, managed to put that shot up. 26-4 now, Panthers. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Emma Hoyt. And so State Cardinal ball. 26-4, Panthers lead, 5:32 remaining. And inbounded quickly to Matheson, partially blocked by Pelkey. Loose ball. It is going to be off of Spring Valley. It'll be Panther ball. Full court press now coming from the Cardinals this time. And Kurth to inbound it to Hoyt. Hoyt back to Kurth. Kurth now. She'll split a couple of defenders, and away we go across the timeline. And stolen. Back the other way. Now come the Cardinals. And that is Houlihan. Houlihan has the shot partially blocked by Hoyt. It'll be Cardinal ball. And so Trainer now to inbound it. Trainer is passed, nearly intercepted, but coming up with it is Houlihan. Houlihan head fakes the three. Now cross-court pass now over to Mathis. Mathis long two. Shot no good. Rebounded by Pelkey to Auth. Auth to Kurth. Kurth across the timeline. Back to Auth. And over to Mathis, or to Miley Sandu's now in. Back to Kurth. Inside now to Sand. Tries to put up a shot, whistle, and a jump, they're going to say. And so it'll be Panther ball. So Miley Sand in for the Panthers. And Auth now to inbound it to our left. Auth looking now over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the left wing now to Auth on the left side. Now back to Pelkey. Pelkey now to Kurth. Kurth looking for a cutter. Now the top of the key, does a spin move into the lane. Puts up a shot low, but Hoyt comes up with it. Out to Pelkey. Pelkey now to Sand. Sand, top of the key. Over to Kurth on the right wing. Kurth now looking for a cutter inside. No one home. She'll going to try and do it herself. Yep, from the wing into the lane. Bounce pass inside to Hoyt. Oh, just a little bit outside of Hoyt's reach. Out of bounds. Cardinal ball. 26-4, Panthers lead. 4:15 remaining. Coming in now is Taylor Trainer, as Ray Trainer comes out. And so now inbounded to Houlihan. And across the timeline is Houlihan. Houlihan now down to the left wing. Cross-court pass to Trainer. Trainer now over to Matheson. Matheson, bounce pass to Mathis. Mathis will try to drive inside. Ball knocked away by Sand as she was going in. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay Cardinal ball. Paschal and McMahon come in. Pelkey and Sand come out. Inbounding it now will be Cipriano. And Cipriano looking and kicked by Kurth. We'll try that again. And so Cipriano will try it again. Inbounded to Matheson. Matheson, right wing, drives into the lane, puts up a tough shot, does not get the shooter's roll. Kurth fighting for it, comes up with it, and gets it out to Auth. Auth, bomb to Hoyt. Hoyt, right wing, gets around one defender, stop. She's in trouble on the right baseline. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Cipriano, and it'll stay Panther ball. Inbounding it to our left will be Auth. 3:31 remaining in the first half. 26-4 Panthers. And inbounded to Hoyt. Hoyt puts up the tough shot. Rims out, no good. And rebounded by Cipriano. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Hoyt this time. Coming up, our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show. And across the timeline, Houlihan now. Houlihan now hands it off to a Trainer. Trainer to Matheson, top of the key now, over to Houlihan. Houlihan left wing. Houlihan looking for a cutter. No one there. She's going to try to drive in from the wing. Splits two defenders. Heaves up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Auth. Chloe Auth with the rebound. To Kurth on the far side across the timeline. Inside to Hoyt. Drives the lane. Puts up the shot. Does not get the shooter's roll. And rebounded by the Panthers. That's Paschal. She tries to get it out. She does to Kurth. Back to McMahon. McMahon to Auth. Auth. Three ball. Shot rims out. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Whistle. Jump. Cardinal ball. Vanessa comes back in for Niedermeyer. So it'll be Cardinal ball. 2:43 remaining in the half. 26-4. Panthers. And inbounded now to Houlihan. And Houlihan across the timeline. Houlihan now looking for a cutter. No one there now. Over to Matheson. Matheson tries to drive in from the right wing. Has to stop at the top of the key now. Hands it back out to Houlihan. Houlihan over to Matheson. Inside pass intercepted. Intercepted by Hoyt. Hoyt on the breakup and under. Lays it. No good. Rebounded by Matheson. To Houlihan. Houlihan across the timeline. 26-4 Panthers. Three ball on the way. Shot short. No good. Loose ball. Who comes up with it? Tip, tip, tip. Fight for it. And Kurth comes up with that. As over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth across the timeline to Hoyt. Hoyt now on the left side. Comes over to the wing. Cross-court pass to McMahon. Now to Paschal. Paschal right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Hoyt keeps it herself. Right baseline. Puts up the shot. Counted and the foul. And foul will be on number four. That's Cipriano. So going to the line to complete the three-point play, Emma Hoyt. Also, thank you to Duran Napa. Farmers visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep the equipment running on the farm. That's Duran Napa. downtown Durand. Anibus Silo near Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer is Anibus Silo, Highway 25 Durand. Anibus Silo also does a small engine repair as well. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible. Free throw was good. Makes it 29-4 Panthers. Over to Matheson now. Matheson to Vanessa. Vanessa on the right wing. Vanessa now. Pass nearly intercepted, but Houlihan comes back up with it on the right wing. Over to Cipriano. She'll drive right baseline. Stop shot. No good. Rebounded by Matheson. Now there's a fight for it, and Paschal comes up with it. Paschal on the far side. Over to Auth. Auth across the timeline now. Over to Glaus. Glaus now left wing. Back to Hoyt. Hoyt will try to drive in. Can't do it. Now back to McMahon. McMahon. Oh, Paschal's wide open. Up and in. She came over. Lays it. No good. Rebounded by Matheson. Matheson back to Houlihan. Houlihan across the timeline. 29-4. Panthers. 47 seconds remaining in the half. And bounce pass now over to Matheson on the right wing. Matheson looking for a cutter inside is Trainer, but she gets cut off at the baseline. Loose ball and coming out of bounds. Matheson trying to save it. Goes out of bounds. It's Panther ball. And so now inbounded to off. And off across the timeline for the Panthers. They'll go for the last shot. Over to McMahon. McMahon on the left wing. Down to 23 seconds to Hoyt. Hoyt now to Auth. Auth comes back out towards center. So they set up the new offense to Glaus. Glaus now to McMahon. McMahon hands it off to Auth. Auth tries to work off the screen now to Paschal. Oh, Paschal nearly lost the ball. Tries to save it. And it's a loose ball in the corner. And Paschal comes up with it to McMahon. But we run out of time. We're at halftime. Panthers leading by a score of 29-4. We're at halftime, and you're listening to Durand, Arkansas Girls Basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Well, it is February, and a treacherous mix of snow, freezing rain, and ice from a sprawling winter storm is wreaking havoc across much of the country.
Whiteout conditions in Virginia, up to a foot of snow in spots. Multiple tractor trailers stranded along Interstates 81 and 64 near Stanton. The governor declaring a state of emergency. Traffic cameras on I-95 showing multiple accidents near Richmond. Virginia State Police reporting more than two dozen injuries across the state. Snowfall rates of an inch an hour in the nation's capital. Schools and federal offices shutting down early. And up to an inch of ice weighing down trees across northwest Arkansas.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Russia released English teacher Mark Fogel, detained since August of 2021. California's insurance department says the plan that covers homeowners who can't get private coverage needs $1 billion to pay out wildfire claims. This is ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free?
TurboTax Free Edition, roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see.
The Marquette Golden Eagles look to end a three-game losing streak tonight when they take on DePaul at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Marquette 9-4 and in third place in Big East play. The Golden Eagles three games behind league-leading St. John's, two behind Creighton. Now, the Badgers are off until Saturday when they travel to Purdue. Going into action today, the Badgers 9-4 and in fourth place in the conference standings, two games behind the Boilermakers. Bucks are off today following last night's 125-111 loss to Golden State. They have one more game left before the All-Star break this weekend. They'll take on the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Target Center tomorrow night. Baseball is back. The Brewers report to spring training tomorrow in Phoenix and hold their first workout on Thursday. Their first full squad workout is next Tuesday. Brewers will open Cactus League play against the Reds on February 22nd. With a Super Bowl in the books, the NFL's offseason underway. Free agency right around the corner starts March 10th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Allgaier attempting 500. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful. Commanding. Unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous. Fun. Techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish. Nimble.
Trax.
Innovative. Electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round Champions, you've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Junior Motorsports is attempting to qualify for their first Daytona 500 this week. Up against some stiff competition, Justin Allgaier, pilot of the number 40 Chevrolet, is one of nine drivers, including two former Cup champs and a four-time Indy 500 winner, vying for four open slots. The 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion knows he has his work cut out for him.
I have to do a lot more homework before Daytona. You know, I have to understand the drivers. Watching footage back is going to be important. I look at pit road. That could equally be a difference maker, you know, on whether we make the race or not. So, you know, we still have to go try to win an Xfinity Series race. I mean, that's first and foremost on what we got too, you know. So a lot of effort and time goes into this.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For the latest news and issues affecting agriculture, join me, Chip Flory, with AgriTalk weekdays at 1 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Spring Valley High School. 29-4 Panthers lead here at halftime earlier tonight in the JV game. Durant, Arkansas won over Spring Valley 82-22. Also in that first half, Emma Hoyt scored her 1,000th career point. So congratulations to Emma on that. And again, on our no scores coming in yet on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard. But you can always follow the Durant Fresh Market scoreboard on our website at the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Again, 29-4, Panthers lead. And we have second half action coming up. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Girls High School Basketball on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at realcountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
And welcome back to Spring Valley as we get ready for the second half with the Panthers leading 29-4. In the second half, Panthers will be going from left to right. And Spring Valley right to left. Thank you to Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand, offering plumbing and septic service for new construction or home repair. Call Chris at 672-8224. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic. They are part of the Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics. Then please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't have been here tonight to see Emma Hoyt score her 1,000th career point. So please thank all of our sponsors. Hoyt to inbound it, inbounds it to Auth. We're underway with the second half. And Auth now across the timeline off to Glaus. Glaus nearly lost the ball now over to McMahon. McMahon looking for Kurth inside. Kurth now into the lane. Stop. Splits two defenders. Shot short. No good. She fights for the ball. Gets it back. And back out to Auth. Auth over to Hoyt. Hoyt top of the key. Head fakes. Drives inside. Puts up the shot. Overlays it. No good. Rebounded by Mathis. Quickly back the other way come the Cardinals. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Kurth. Paschal now coming in for Glaus. And so now inbounded to Mathis. Mathis on the right wing. Mathis now over to Houlihan. Houlihan now back towards center. And Houlihan now cross-court pass over to Cipriano. Cipriano back to Niedermeyer. Niedermeyer inside, whistle foul. Foul will be on the Panthers. Foul be on Emma Hoyt, her third. And so inbounding it will be Houlihan. Houlihan inbounds it to Matheson. Matheson now hands it off to Mathis, puts up the shot up and in. So 29-6 now, Panthers inbounded to Auth. Full court press now by the Cardinals. And off now. Here comes the trap. Bounce pass over to Kurth. Kurth now back at center. Kurth now over to McMahon. McMahon, White, right corner. Three ball. Rims out. No good. Rebounded by off. White now kicks it back out to Kurth. Kurth, top of the key. Drives into the lane. Puts up the shot up and in. 31-6 now, Panthers. And across the timeline now is Houlihan. And inside now to Matheson. Turnaround shot in the lane. Shot no good. Rebounded by Emma Hoyt. Emma Hoyt to Chloe Auth. And Auth now across the timeline. Over to Kurth. Kurth right wing. Kurth now over to McMahon. To Auth, left side, inside to Kurth. Kurth in the lane, has to kick it back out to Auth. Auth driving the lane, whistling a foul as she was going up for the shot. And Chloe off the line for two. Foul will be on Matheson, her third. And thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning services online at goodrichfh.com. Elsevia Co-op, your certified Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, is Elsevia Co-op. Free throw on the way is good. SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. And Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com for more information. Next free throw on the way is good by Chloe Auth. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Across the timeline now, over to Cipriano. Three ball on the way, shot no good. And Chloe Auth with the rebound. And Chloe Auth quickly back the other way now for the Panthers, leading 33-6. Cross court pass now to McMahon. McMahon now over to Kurth. Kurth drives left baseline, or right baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Matheson. And back the other way come the Cardinals now. That is Mathis. Long three ball on the way. Shot no good. Loose ball. And coming up with it is McMahon.